How did you feel then about living in a tent after living in a house with two bedrooms and all that?
Oh, my goodness, it was terrible. It was terrible. And when we first came out here, it was so hot. I'm telling you, it was so hot. And they said it never rained here. Uh-huh. One day it came up a rain, and in this tent, we got up under the table that was in the house. That was the only dry spot in the house, under the table. Okay. And sand, blow, all the sand would blow it everywhere.
Okay, because there are no paved streets or anything like that.
No, and not too many trees. I see.
Now tell me, with seven people living in this tent, how did you arrange the sleeping and the cooking and all of that?
Well, the sleeping, mm-hmm. when my dad and the other men would come in, they was working days. Well, when they came in, it was time for the swing shift to go to work. Well, they would get up, my brother and my cousin. Mm-hmm. And then beside our tent, we had some trees. I don't know what they call them, but they were little fine pin-like things on them. Mm-hmm. And we would sleep outside, some of us. We'd sleep out under those trees. My mother had a little thing right upside the tent under the trees, and we would sleep out there.
Okay.
But we had to change shifts with sleeping because some would be going and some coming. When the swing shift go, then the day shift would go to bed. When the swing shift come in, graveyard would be up getting ready to go. So that's the way they did it.
Okay. Now tell me, how was the tent furnished?
Let's see. As I can remember, we had one large bed. We had a table. And we had two burner oil stove. That's what we cooked on. Uh-huh. And I can't think what else, just little boxes and things maybe that we had
to
put our clothes and things in. Uh-huh. I don't remember, a clothes closet.
Okay. Now, you also, so you cooked on an oil stove on the inside.
On the inside. Uh-huh. On the outside, we had a huge wood stove out on the lot. Uh-huh. And of course, if you had maybe a lot of meat or pork chops or greens or something, we would cook it on the outside stove.
Where did you get the wood from for the wood stove?
If I can remember right, Mr. Hughes, it was the people that we were renting from, they furnished wood for the stove.
How close was your next door neighbor to you?
Well, in front of us, directly in front of us, I guess about 15 feet was another trailer. I mean, tent. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to think. Mr. Hughes' place was directly on Jackson. He was facing Jackson, but we was kind of in the back, you know,